This last technique we're focusing on before the midterm is called cluster analysis. Think of cluster analysis as just the obverse of factor analysis. That is, if the columns are variables and the rows are cases, then instead of finding commonalities in latent structure among the variables, in cluster analysis, we're trying to find latent structure among the cases. Accordingly, we're trying to find that which best distinguishes groups of people on the variables we have chosen. Now, this could be used in a number of ways. It could be used to differentiate product classes. It could be used to differentiate demand pools. It could be used to differentiate classes in a university as to the demand for them. It could be used for all number of things. It's great in market research, and of course, at least you think market research is not part of sociology. We all know that Paul Lazarsfeld, who is the famous methodologist in sociology, actually started the American Marketing Association. So it is clear that we have a close tie to that, and this is one of the techniques that is used most often in that discipline. It starts with the usual data matrix, with the columns being variables and the rows being cases. And from that, we look at something that we call a proximity matrix. So the first step in looking at cluster analysis is to create this table of relative proximities. This table is simply nothing more than a n by n matrix where the columns are variables, excuse me, the columns are cases and the rows are cases, and the entries in those cells indicate the difference in the scores on a particular variable. We use this information to combine objects into groups. The methods of combining those objects is called a clustering algorithm. So there are essentially two types of clustering algorithms. One is called a K-cluster analysis, where you have some idea of what the number of categories are, where K stands for categories, and therefore you specify the number of latent groups or categories of cases that you want to iterate to. And once you do that, then it tells you whether the differences among those categories are significant based on the variables you've chosen. This would be a sort of a deductive test of something you already have some theoretical understanding or reason to believe is true. The more exploratory version of it is called hierarchical clustering. And hierarchical clustering starts with the understanding that you don't know what the number of classes are, and therefore you have to kind of iterate to them. If you start with all the observations in one group and continue to divide them until you can't further divide them, that's called divisive hierarchical clustering. If you start with each observation as a separate one and then combine them, it's called agglomerative cluster. Hierarchical clustering. But either technique uses just a forward or backward rotation of these proximity matrices until we come to the number that doesn't allow us to shift anymore. All right, so what we're looking for first is to input data in the usual way. The second thing we would do is then develop the clustering algorithm, and by putting in the assumptions about whether it's a K-cluster or hierarchical cluster. You would then generate output, which would give you a cluster centers on the groups that they have, that the program has derived. And then it does an ANOVA, basically, to find out if the differences among those cluster scores are significant. Now, because we use a general linear model of ANOVA to test these, we generally talk about squared differences in the proximity matrix rather than just ordinary differences. But by doing that, we can get a test of our methodology to see if the number of clusters makes sense. And much like factor analysis, we would take those clustering of cases and try and apply a label to them, something that's common to the threads across those variables. And typically, those will be some attribute of the people in those clusters that constitute the rationale for the title. So once again, clustering is just the obverse of factoring, in that you're looking for latent structure in cases instead of variables. We do it by going through a clustering algorithm, either with a fixed number of clusters, as in k-clustering, or a random number that we generate through the data called hierarchical clustering. We do this to determine the cluster, essentially the cluster centroids, or the means of those clusters on some criteria. And we do it through the use of a proximities matrix, or a relative proximity matrix, where for each variable, we simply take the cases on the columns and rows, and the entries to those matrices will be the distance and ultimately the squared distance of the difference in scores. We would do that for each variable, and to the extent we're using more than one variable, we would just add the relative clustering or proximity matrices together. Then it's a simple matter of applying the ANOVA to see if those cluster centroids are significantly different. And then we apply a title to those groups, much the way we did to the factor loadings on a factor or principal component. Okay, so that's it. This will be one of the possibilities on the midterm, and good luck to you.